It's time once again for Triple OG Stories. Let's get to it.
I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and I get it up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up.
You see the drippy, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and I get it up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus.
Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Ooh, I've been on the flex since flex on. Neighborhood all in your eardrums. I ain't never scared like Bone Crush. Boy, I got God, don't fear none. My line busy, take no calls. Feels like I don't have no flaws. Snakes in the grass, cut those off. Yo, squad shady, my bros rock. No breaks, we go, 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 go. Throw shade, that's a no, 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 no. Go high, go low, low, low. Like spinning in a 6-4-4. Cash money like 504. Ball like AD24.
Irvin had been watching Unique for the last year or so. One day he bumped into her and he felt a connection. It was crazy because they were just like passing each other at a Walmart in the city when he was visiting one time. He wasn't really sure who she was, but he made it his mission to find out. He had been looking for his big sister for 10 years nonstop, but he could never find her, not on social media or when he visited the city of Dickinson. 2 years ago, he decided to move back to the city hoping he would just one day run into her again. He found an apartment with a pretty little computer hacker named Alexis Dawn. She was very nice to look at, and she stayed out of his business. And to be honest, that's all he wanted in a roommate, and he was happy at this point. Irvin sat at his desk in his home office. He had thoughts about what he would say to his sister when he finally talked to her face to face. Just thinking about his long lost sister always made him nervous, mainly because he wasn't 100% sure that she was who he hoped he was, to be honest. He opened his laptop and then he looked up the Dickinson Police Department. Irvin was a freelance photographer, and he had the hopes that the police department was actually looking for a crime scene photographer. He was hoping they had a spot available for him on the force. Irvin looked over at his roommate, and he told her what he was thinking about doing.
I think I'm going to try to get a job at the police department.
So you want to be a cop now, huh? Chill with that madness.
Lady, I don't want to be no damn cop. Are you crazy? I want to take the pictures at the crime scenes.
Oh, okay. I got you now. Makes sense. You're good at that shit, man.
Yeah, but I got a few other things I want to do, too. So I need you to help me create a portfolio. I got to get into this place. There's a lady working there that I have to meet. It's very important to me.
Back at the hospital, Unique was sitting outside on the employee's parking lot. She had asked the captain if it was okay if she stayed on duty just to help keep an eye out. The captain liked the way Unique always wanted to do more in her take charge way of thinking, so she let her go. It was starting to get dark out, and Unique was still sitting outside of the hospital. She had hopped out of her car and headed inside because she had to pee. She walked into the doors and made her way to the first floor bathrooms. Meanwhile, John was on the fourth floor waiting by the elevator so he could go down to the cafeteria and grab some food for him and Denise. She was still under watch and her room was still on blackout. She wasn't awake enough yet to be able to function on her own, so they kept a close eye on her. As John got onto the elevators, he was in deep thought. He was trying to figure out why all of this was happening all of a sudden. A lady in housekeeping scrubs got off the elevator and she brushed past John. She pushed her cart towards their room, picked up a few towels, and then walked on inside. She had on her mask and gloves and a gown and something else to protect her hair, as well as some shoe covers. She showed the guard her badge and the guard let her by so she could disinfect the room. As the door closed behind her when she walked into the room, she started to wipe off the chair handles and the doorknobs. She bent down and wiped the bottom of the bed and the doors on the nightstand by the bed. After she was done, she grabbed a small box out of her pocket. She pulled the double-sided tape off the back of it and then stuck it to the underside of the bed. The box wasn't in plain sight, so that means it wasn't in view of anyone unless you actually got down underneath the bed. She got up and walked out of the room as she made her way back towards her housekeeping cart. She pulled out her phone and opened up an app and turned on the box. As John got off the elevator, he walked back into their room. He walked up to the nightstand and put his snacks down. He kissed Denise on her forehead and sat down next to her again. He said a short prayer for his wife, hoping she would wake up and be back to normal as soon as possible. Back outside on the parking lot, Unique had closed the trunk of her squad car. She grabbed her jacket out and she had put it on because the night air started to get real chilly and she didn't want to become sick. She got back in her car and turned on her police radio. Then she grabbed her phone off the dashboard. As she was looking at pictures on Instagram, her phone started to vibrate. She noticed it was Captain Peterson.
Hello, Captain Peterson. Is everything okay?
Where are you, Officer Kraft? Are you still at the hospital?
Yes, ma'am. I've been here all shift.
Well, look, keep an eye out. We just got a call that a housekeeper was found walking around in her underwear. She said she got robbed by a lady and she took her uniform, but they found the uniform in a bathroom on the first floor.
Well, Captain, I've been here, and I even went inside once to get food and stuff, and nobody or nothing suspicious has happened since I've been on ship.
Oh, okay, good. Just keep an eye out. We got one of our own in that place.
Yes, ma'am.
Unique hit the switch on the side of her seat and let her seat back a little bit. She leaned back, and then she started to smile. She grabbed her phone again and turned on the new app she had just downloaded. When she did, she heard Lieutenant John Korn talking to his wife, Sergeant Denise Smith, while she laid in the hospital bed next to him. The evil voice in her head started to laugh as she listened to the app.
Now see, you a bad bitch with your slick ass. Let's see what tea this nigga gonna spill now.
Unique started to laugh as she turned up the volume on her phone. Back at the Peachtree Apartments, Irvin and Alexis were on her laptop creating the perfect way for him to become the new crime scene photographer for the Dickinson Police Department.
Girl, you a genius. I love this.
Man, these are all your pictures. I just put them together and cleaned them up a little bit.
You think they're going to believe these awards you put on here?
Of course, but if they do decide to research them, they're going to be redirected to a Dropbox with all the fake info they need.
You're so damn crazy. I can't wait to see what happens next.
A week had passed, and Monica was still a little worried about her partner. She hadn't heard anything from Korn, but she did hear from Unique that Denise was starting to wake up some. She wasn't sure how she knew so much about her recovery because Denise was still on blackout, but she just thought to herself, maybe she heard it from John or Captain Peterson. It was Thursday night, and Monica had just finished her shift. She sat in her car trying to figure out what she wanted to do with herself. She wasn't ready to go home and look at TV, so she headed over to the safe place. When she pulled up, the parking lot was almost full to its limit. She found a spot in the back of the lot, and as she pulled in, she noticed one of the rookie cops and the firefighter in the front seat of her pickup truck kissing and hugging on each other. She had his shirt off, and she was all over him. She knew that poor rookie was about to get it put on him by that lady firefighter. They were the worst ones. I mean, even worse than men sometimes. As she walked into the front door of the bar, she thought back 10 years ago when she was a rookie and coming to this place and making one of the many mistakes she made, taking shots and sleeping with a young gangster in his blue box Chevy. He told her he was a confidential informant, but he always seemed to come there to speak to Louis. Who knew he would later become Lieutenant John Korn of the DPD? She always knew in the back of her mind that he lied when he said he was single, but she never thought that his then girlfriend and now wife would become her partner and very close friend. As she walked into the bar, some of the firefighters started whistling and making noises at her. Sergeant Monica Johnson started to smile and laugh a little as she smacked one of the men on the ass as she walked into the bar.
Hey, I see you still got it like that up in here, huh?
Man, stop. You know you crazy.
Hi, Smith. Is she getting back to normal yet?
I'm actually not sure. I haven't talked to John in a few days, but Officer Kraft said that she was finally waking up.
Kraft. Yeah, she's a strange little thing. Beautiful as hell, but she make me want to keep an eye on her.
Damn, Louis. I like her.
Louis poured Monica a double shot of tequila and sat it down in front of her. She slowly lifted it up to her nose and then shook her head side to side as she swallowed all the liquor.
I see you still can't say no to that 1800 silver.
You so evil, Louis. Now show your girl some love.
Louis filled her glass to the rim one more time and then sat the bottle down next to her. She didn't have any plans of leaving anytime soon. The next day, it was 8:30 a.m., and Irvin was woke and drinking a cup of coffee. He had a 10 a.m. interview with Captain Peterson of the Dickinson Police Department. He sat there and said a short prayer that all the hard work him and his roommate had did would pay off. As he gathered up all his stuff and his briefcase with the portfolio in it, Alexis walked into the kitchen and told him good luck. They did their roommate handshake, and he walked out the front door. When he hopped in his car, he turned on some music and headed to the police precinct. He looked at everything as he drove by all the buildings and small businesses. He couldn't help but think of all the nice shots he could be getting and all the pictures he could be taking at that moment. As he sat at the red light, he thought about his sister again and his parents and how they all just basically were ripped away from each other. When the light turned green, he heard a horn blow behind him and he slowly stepped on the gas. Irvin pulled up into an open parking space, got out of his car, dusted off his suit, and he headed towards the doors. It was now or never.
Irvin, your work is very impressive. But the question I need to ask is, have you ever taken pictures of blood and dead bodies? Those crime scenes can really put a lot on your mind.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, no, I haven't taken the pictures, but I have had experiences where I've seen stuff like that. We had those kind of courses in college, so I'm very ready.
Okay, well, we are in need of a picture guy, like right now. Do you have any restrictions or anything I should know about?
No, ma'am. I'm as normal as they come, but I'm ready to get started, though.
Okay, Mr. Irvin Finance, welcome to the Dickerson Police Department. Our people will be in touch with you on start dates and all the details.
Irvin was going crazy inside. He was finally starting to get to where he was trying to go. He shook hands with the captain, and out of excitement, he ended up pulling her in and gave her a big old hug. When he let her go, Righteous just started to laugh and turned and sat down in her seat. He left her office and closed the door behind him. As Irvin walked to his car, he was singing and kind of dancing a little bit. He was hella excited. As he got into his car, though, and closed the door, he noticed a familiar face pulling onto the parking lot and parking into one of the employee parking spaces. Well, at least he thought he seen a familiar face. He sat there for a few more minutes waiting on the person to get out of the car. He wanted to confirm that the picture that he had just pulled up in his phone was the same person he had seen. About 10 more minutes had passed, but the person never turned the car off. Irvin sat there, and then finally he just gave up. He started his car, pulled out of the space, and headed on into traffic. As Irvin finally pulled off, Unique sat there wondering who this dude was that she kept bumping into. She had no idea because his face wasn't very familiar at all, but she did feel like she knew him from somewhere. When she noticed the car was completely out of sight, she turned her car off and got out, then made her way into the police precinct. Irvin made his way back to his apartment and parked his car. He sat there for a few minutes thinking to himself.
I really don't understand why she was ducking me. I mean, damn it, it ain't like I'm gonna hurt her. She needs to chill.
Irvin jumped when Alexis knocked on the passenger side window. He unlocked the door and she hopped inside.
So how did it go? You gonna be taking pictures of crime scenes and dead bodies or what?
Irvin just laughed at her.
Yeah, I got the job. So I guess I will be taking pictures of crime scenes and dead bodies and stuff.
As he let those words leave his mouth, they started to finally sink into his head. He was finally realizing what he was just hired to do. The next day was his actual first day at work. It was a Wednesday afternoon and dispatch had sent out a call about a gang shooting. Irvin was already out riding around the city listening to his new police scanner, and he had just so happened to be about a block away from the crime scene she had just mentioned. When he pulled up, he sat in his car for a few minutes. He was gonna sit there and wait until another cop showed up. He didn't use a squad car. He rode around in his own car or with the crime scene unit when they had available seats. Irvin almost lost his mind when he seen a short woman in a black hoodie and an oversized black sweats. He knew it was a woman because when she moved, so did her breasts. He lifted his camera and started to snap photos. He watched the lady walk over to a hidden spot between the wall and a row of bushes. The suspect took off her hoodie and her sweats. Her back kept facing him. He started to snap more pictures. As he watched her move around, he seen her turn and look around where she was standing to make sure nobody saw her. As she stepped sideways, he noticed she had on a cop uniform. He seen the gun on her side, and then he watched it disappear into the bushes. As the bushes moved a tad bit, he noticed an all-black Dickinson Police Department squad car make a left turn away from the crime scene. He noticed the number 18 on the back of the car, and he knew he had seen that number on a squad car before. It was Unique's car. That was the car she always drove, number 18. He got out of his car and he walked over to where he seen her come out from. As he approached, he seen two people laying face down on the ground in a pool of blood. It looked like they both had been shot, one in the chest and the other one in the head. Irvin quickly walked away from the bodies and started to throw up in a trash can next to the wall. After he got his composure back, he walked back over to the crime scene and he started to take pictures as two more squad cars pulled up and hurried him along. Oh man, another great episode. I mean, what's really going on here, man? So I guess he really did want to take pictures. He really did want to be a part of the police department, but with him looking for his sister, is that his hidden agenda? I mean, you know, they always got a hidden agenda. Hey man, we're gonna have to keep listening and see what's really gonna happen here, man. I appreciate y'all checking out the episode, stopping through, hollering at the big homie. All right, this was episode number 3 of Freeze. Be on the lookout for episode number 4 next week. I appreciate you. It's the big homie, Bobby Dollars. Triple OG Stories, Bobby Dollars Show.